We're going to do the song that begins with the words Chamol al Ma'asecha, and it is part of the introduction to the Musaf Kaddish. Just after the Musaf Kaddish. And they sing this. This has become a very common tune. And we'll quickly do the tune, and then we'll do it with the words. Or maybe I'll just sing it once with the words, and then we'll review it just the tune, and then we'll review it with the words. Okay? Chamol al ma'asecha v'tismach b'ma'asecha v'yomeru lecha chosecha b'tzadekcha amusecha תוקדש אדון על כל מעשיך, כי מקדישך בקדושתך קידשת, נעלה קדוש, היי נעלה קדוש, פייה מקדושים. La 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 la. Now I'll do it again, just the tune. Da 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 da. Na 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 na. One more time, just the tune. Da 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 la na 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 ya la na 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 la na 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 la na na la 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 na ya la na 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 la na la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 la. What are we saying when we're saying that? We're saying, after we've exalted God in Kedusha, we say the following, Chamol al Ma'asecha. God, please have extra compassion upon the things that you created. V'tismach, and may you rejoice b'ma'asecha, in what you've created. May we merit to give God joy in our actions. V'yomeru lecha chosecha, and those that are in your shadow, so to speak, those that are reliant upon you, may they come to the realization that they could say to you, b'tzadekcha amusecha, when you justify those that are reliant upon you, as you give judgment on this day of Rosh Hashanah, we pray that we merit a time that all those that rely on God will be able to proclaim, Tukudash Adon, our Master, may you be exalted, given honor, holiness. May we recognize your holiness and give you holiness, Al Kol Ma'asecha, upon all of your creations. Meaning, some people will say God's name in the bathroom. Some people don't begin to recognize God's holiness. Not that we're affecting him, we're making him higher or lower, but may we be able to treat him in a holy fashion. May all of creation recognize God's holiness. And as part of that, we say, Ki makdishecha bikdushatcha kidasha, for those that give you holiness, you gave them of your own holiness. We have holiness because God gives us of his own holiness. When we say, the verse states in the Torah, Kiddushim to you, you Jewish people, be holy, Ki kadosh ani Hashem, for I am holy. What's the connection? But I'm not God. God tells us, you be holy because I'm holy. Well, you're God and I'm not. So the answer is no, but I fashioned you in a way that your natural inclination is to be like me. I gave you the potential to be godly. I gave you the potential to be holy. I gave you from my own holiness. You're supposed to emulate me. That's one of the amazing things in our parsha, that we're supposed to emulate God. What do you mean you emulate God? I can't split the sea. I can't make the sun rise. Right. But I could be holy. God says, I've given you the ability to be a holy person. So emulate me in that. Be holy like me in that. Be kind like me. There are aspects where we say we're supposed to emulate God. So we say, Ki makdishecha, for those that give you holiness, you've given them holiness, given them of your own holiness. Ki makdishecha bikdushatcha kidashta, na'ele kadosh peor mikdoshim. It is fitting for you to have holiness, you who is exalted above all holy. What?
What's the first word in the
na'el?
Na'e.
Na'e. Na'e, it is fitting, it is pleasant. It is correct. Yeah. Okay, so this is an introduction as we're ending the Kedusha. This is the middle part of the prayer of where we speak about God's holiness.
Can you please define the word exalt for me?
When you uplift, when you treat someone with reverence as not as equals but as one who is higher, that's exalting. Exalting is a verbal recognition of the other one's elevated stature.
Do we ask for God to exalt us?
We exalt him. Where do we ask him to exalt us?
Well, when we say, the word is Roman, so when we say that, we're asking, we're exalting him, saying you are holier than the others, or?
We exalt him. There is an aspect where God says that in the time to come, he'll uplift us. But we don't call grammatically, I don't think we would translate that exalting, because exalting is always by one that's inferior.
Okay.
You know, so God, I don't think, would be exalting us, but that's a question of semantics. I don't have a mastery of the English language. I don't know. In Hebrew, it's different than in English. Meaning, exalt isn't a literal translation of l'romim. L'romim literally means to uplift. We sometimes translate it to exalt. But, yeah.
Last Rosh Hashanah, I was at the Sephardi Minyan in the Obed Midrash, which is like ending like 2 hours earlier than the Ashkenazi Minyan, and so I was just for a few minutes or something. I was at the New Beit Midrash, and the Chazan was amazing, but I didn't recognize anything.
Right, so I recommend that the Sephardim, when they end prayer 2 hours before us Ashkenazim, should walk into an Ashkenazi based medrash and experience an Ashkenazi prayer, because the Ashkenazi prayer is one of the highlights of the year, and the Sephardi prayer, as beautiful as it is totally different.
Well,
totally different.
I was like
the tunes are very intricate and they're very moving.
And not only the tunes, but also from the words, like also from never from the prayer. And they say like we didn't say that.
There's a lot that we say that you don't say, right? There's a lot. There's a lot that was composed by a lot of the piyutim were composed by Ashkenazi, right? Ashkenazi.
So in Sukkot, how much do they pray in Ashkenazi? I mean,
the main Beit Midrash is Nusach Sfarad, which is basically like Ashkenaz, and then there's a real Sfaradi Minyan, and they have other Minyanim around in the old Beit Midrash and in other rooms.